Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by Russian composer Georgi Sviridov, whose vocal music in particular is considered some of the most important from 20th century Russia. Along with the various soloists who I'll mention later, the performances feature the St. Petersburg State Symphony Orchestra and Radio and Television Children's Choir, all under the direction of Yuri Serov. That opening music comes from a cantata called Snow is Falling, composed in 1965. And here's a bit more of that music. Georgi Sviridov was born in 1915, about 100 miles from the then-Russian border with Ukraine. He began studying at the music school in his hometown of Kursk at a very early age, then moved in 1932 to St. Petersburg, then Leningrad, to study. In 1937, he entered the Leningrad Conservatory, where his teachers included Dmitri Shostakovich, who had a profound influence on him. In 1956, Sviridov moved to Moscow, where he remained until his death in 1998. He became a celebrated figure of the Soviet regime and was also a committee member of the Composers' Union from 1962 to 74, acting as its head from 1968 to 1973, a role he took over from none other than Shostakovich. Although he composed all kinds of music, he was particularly renowned for his vocal music. Here's a bit more of the cantata Snow is Falling, the movement titled Night. Georgi Sviridov composed all kinds of music, film scores, symphonic suites, instrumental works, choral pieces, and several thousand songs. He was a well-read man and chose poetry for his songs very carefully. In the case of the cantata Snow is Falling, the words are by Boris Pasternak. From that same cantata, here is the movement simply titled Soul. That was from the cantata Snow is Falling. Sviridov composed his music for chamber orchestra in 1964 and scored it for piano, strings, and horn, with the piano playing an especially prominent role. You can hear traces of Shostakovich's influence in this work, which isn't surprising. He studied with him. The piece is dedicated to Rudolf Barshai, founder and leader of the Moscow Chamber Orchestra. That was from Music for Chamber Orchestra. Russia Adrift is a song cycle set to the poems of the earlier 20th century Russian poet Sergei Yesenin. The music was written in 1977. Yesenin was a poet of the Revolution and was a controversial figure in Russian culture of that day. Both Stalin and later Khrushchev banned some of his works. Sviridov often chose texts written around the year 1917, which evoked the Russia of the early 20th century. The beauty of the landscape, the mysticism and religious faith, and political uncertainty. From Russia Adrift, here is the first movement, Autumn. Oh. The conductor on this album, Yuri Serov, graduated from the St. Petersburg Rimsky-Korsakov State Conservatory in 1993. He's the chief conductor of the Volgograd Philharmonic Orchestra, is artistic director of the Northern Flowers International Music Festival, and is also founder and editor of the CD series St. Petersburg Musical Archive. He's a very busy fellow. Georgi Sviridov originally composed Russia Adrift for piano and voice, but discussed the idea of doing an orchestral version at one point with Edward Serov, the father of the conductor on this album. This is the world premiere recording of this orchestral version. From it, here is O Motherland, O Happy and Eternal Hour. Listening to a new recording of music by Georgi Sviridov with his cantata Snow is Falling, the song cycle Russia Adrift, and music for chamber orchestra. The album features the Rimsky-Korsakov Music College Female Choir, the boys from the St. Petersburg Radio and Television Children's Choir, and the St. Petersburg State Symphony Orchestra, as well as a number of excellent soloists, all conducted by Yuri Serov. It's a lovely album, even if the performers' names take a while to get through. It's Naxos catalog number 8.573685. To go out, here's the very ending of Music for Chamber Orchestra. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.